Have you ever been told, have you ever heard, or have you ever told anyone, you're not the same as you used to be? If you have, what does that mean? Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? And I guess it all depends on the context. If I tell you you used to be an addict, abusive, and inconsiderate, but you're not the same as you used to be, will be taken differently than if I say you were kind, pleasant, and caring, but you're not the same as you used to be. There would be a difference in the way that we receive either statement. And within the statement itself, you're not the same as you used to be, there seems to be implied a notion that we shouldn't change, that things should be the same, that things should not change at all. Yet our life is a journey of change, a journey of transformation. By definition, a journey in itself contains change. You usually don't end up in the same place where you started. As long as we are on this earth, we will be changing. Minute by minute, our cells are changing. Our appearance changes. The way that we think change. The way that we develop change. We just can't be the same that we used to be, even if we wanted to. My daughter is graduating high school this year, and when she entered as a freshman, they gave her a project. They gave her a vision board where she would write her favorite song, her favorite artist. She would write what would be her college aspirations, what college she wanted to go to. And then, interestingly enough, this year, she was given back the same vision board. And she looked back and she noticed that her favorite song was not the same. Her favorite artist was not the same. The college that she wanted to go to was not the same. And she realized that she was not the same that she used to be. But that is okay. We need to develop. We need to grow. We need to change. We need to move towards a positive change. If you imagine yourself going into a store and finding a two-year-old having a tantrum over a toy because the parents don't want to buy a toy, you would see that as normal because it's part of a developmental stage of that child. Now, if you go the next day to the same store and you find Father Paul having the same tantrum over a toy, you might think twice over it. Why? Because there's a different level of development and change that should take place, that should happen. During this Easter season, we have been introduced into St. Paul's conversion. St. Paul, in my opinion, is one of those characters in the Bible that probably heard many times. You're not the same that you used to be. As a young man, he witnessed the stoning of St. Stephen. He persecuted the Christians. He often arrested the Christians. But he had an incredible conversion. He had a moment that changed his life forever. He was not the same that he used to be. And I imagine his fellow soldiers approaching him and saying, "What happened? You are not the same. You used to persecute. You used to be zealous. You used to be loyal to Rome. Yet something changed." And even if you think about the first Christian community that encountered Paul, they were afraid. They trembled just of his name. So I imagine that when they encountered him for the first time, they probably wondered, "What happened? What changed? You're not the same that you used to be." And what happened, what changed for St. Paul, was that he had seen the Lord. The Lord has spoken to him. Paul had a conversion. He changed. He became part of a church. He was guided by Barnabas into the body of Christ, known as the church. He was asked to remain in the church. You and I are not called to be the same as we used to be. We're called to be what God has created us for. And this journey, this pilgrimage called life, is a journey of change, of conversion, of transformation. We're called to become what God wants us to be. He has a plan for us, He has a purpose for us, and the only way that we can accomplish it, that we could be transformed into what he wants us to be, is by us allowing him to be in us, to remain in us, to transform us. In the first letter to the Corinthians, Paul states, "And eyes have not seen, or ears have heard, what God has prepared for us." In other words, we have no idea what he truly created us for. And whatever we could think of, it's much, much greater than that. And in order for us to be transformed into that, we need to allow him to transform us, to be in us, in order for us to remain in him. So he tells us that he is the vine and that we are the branches. If we remain in him and him in us, we will yield much fruit. He tells us that the Father prunes the branches that remain in him in order to bear even more fruit. That process of pruning that the Father does is a process of changing. It's a process of conversion. It's a process of transforming us into what we are supposed to be. A vine that is bearing much fruit is not the same as it used to be because it has changed. It has been pruned. It has bore fruit. So how do I remain in him? As the vine, our Lord gives us many ways to be attached to him and for him to remain in us. He has given us a church. He has given us sacraments. He has given us each other. And he has given us himself in the Eucharist. After his conversion, St. Paul remained in the church. He joined the disciples. He remained in Christ through the church in communion with his body. As we approach the table of thanksgiving, the table of communion, let us ask our Lord to help us remain in him and him in us. That the next time that we hear you are not the same as you used to be, we could truly say, "Thank you, Father, for pruning me to become what you created me to be." In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.